Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 38 of the Talk on the Rocks podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Jack. How's it going, buddy?
Doing fantastic.
We're here recording on a Tuesday night. Just finished a big dinner of sushi, so I'm fired up to record this podcast with you. What are you up to?
Just ate some Eggo waffles, and I am just so elated to be here.
Little blueberry or just plain?
It actually was. Great guess.
That's a go-to. I don't know. What else?
That's funny.
Chocolate chip?
Well, I've only had regular my entire life. I never had a blueberry one till today.
You're kidding? Oh, I only get the blueberry. They're the go-tos, that's for sure.
I don't like blueberry, though, so.
Did it change your perception
it's good on everything except the blueberry itself.
Yeah, I see that. I guess so. What, are you drinking something today on the rocks?
Yeah, just leftover whiskey from last weekend now.
Delicious. Yeah, I'm just having a couple ciders here, and then no free ads, but I've got this nice chocolate raspberry cookie stout here that I'm going to jump into. Definitely not, wouldn't say I dabble in too many stouts, but Maria picked this one up for me, so I'm going to try it. Sounds like a good dessert beverage, and I just ate dinner, so excited to get into that one. So what have you been watching? What have you been listening to lately?
I rewatched The Mandalorian.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of hype recently, I've seen. I had a couple friends tell me they love it too.
Yeah, I loved the first season, and then I kind of just never finished it. So I picked it back up from, I think, episode 5. Binged the whole thing last night, and now I'm on season 2 right now. It's pretty good.
So
it's really good.
It's like a Star Wars sequel, but it takes place after Star Wars, right? Is that what I'm understanding? Somebody told me this. Is that true? I haven't looked into it at all, but that's the coolest notes from a friend.
I think it's in the middle now of the newer one. Of the newer ones. I don't really know the measures of the newer ones. I know it takes place after the original 6.
Okay. Makes sense.
So, yeah.
And it's cool. Like
there's not too much crossover yet.
Oh, like, does it give you like real Star Wars vibes, but just like totally new CGI and everything, or is it kind of like a different series?
No, yeah, definitely. There's definitely a lot of expensive CGI used in this, for sure. But I think it kind of gives you more, like it's like a very acclaimed show. Like it's not really like Star Wars. Like it's not a bunch of nerd stuff. Like. They're not saying like a race of an alien you don't understand every 5 minutes, but it's just like the character dynamic, and this is really cool.
Okay,
we definitely check this out. I don't think you really have to be like a. I think you could maybe not like Star Wars as much and still really enjoy the show.
Is it like a lot of plot? Because I do like just like a good action show or movie. No.
I don't think you really have to know much about Star Wars to really understand the show.
I think I'd like it. Characters. Like action packed, bit of plot to it.
Yeah. Would really like this. It's really good. It's really short, too. It's only like, I think it's like every episode's like around 40 minutes, and there's 10 in the first season and 4 now in the new season.
Is it one of those ones where they drop it every week, though, right?
Yeah, they release like 2 or 3 on the 30th of October, and now they're every Friday.
It's such a tease. I mean, I know it's like.
I hate it.
It is the way that like TV was always done. You know what I mean? I couldn't imagine. I'm trying to think of like a show, like for example, Grey's Anatomy. I guess people still do that now, but I just imagine everyone watching that show every week. And I remember when I used to watch it with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like such a cliffhanger, and then you'd have to wait a full fucking week to watch the next show. It's like, oh, I don't know how people did it back in the day.
Yeah, I remember Breaking Bad. I used to have to wait. Pretty much like for the last season, I had to wait the fucking weekly a lot of time. It was terrible. That was the worst show I'd ever be like hung up on too.
I feel like there's not many shows that I watch live now unless I'm home. So like for example, The Bachelor would be one when I'm home with my sister and my mom that I watch, but like there are kind of cliffhangers, but it's not like a Grey's Anatomy or like a This Is Us. Where, like, there's a definite cliffhanger and you want to see it right away. Like, This Is Us is a good example of where it's that like weekly TV show where you always get that cliffhanger right at the end.
I know we've been so spoiled now with like Netflix, Prime, and all the streaming sites. Like they I every time they make me wait, I'm like, come on. It's just at this point, you should just have them all. Just drop them. I'm sick of the waiting now. But it is good, like when you're on like a good show, and you gotta wait. Like there is like a nice little anticipation, I guess. But...
for sure.
Oh, geez. You ever watch The Social Dilemma?
No, I don't know if I want to. I feel like I'll just be paranoid.
You won't want to.
I feel like I'm just always on my phone too. And there's enough paranoia going on in this world. I'm like, all I'm doing is going on my phone and social media now, so I don't need to scare myself from that too. It's like, you get scared when you go outside, you get scared when you go on your phone. It's like, what am I going to do? Just sit here and look at the wall all day? So I haven't gone into that, and I don't know if I will.
Oh, man. It's but I've heard so really scary.
Good things. I've heard good things about it.
It's scary, man.
Well, good and bad.
They were pulling up, like, some kids, like, they're, like, it was, like, oh, the average teen in high school has, like, a 13-hour, they've spent 13 hours a day on their phone, and they can track it with, like, an app on their phone. I pulled up the same app, and mine said 17, and I just felt terrible. So I never watched it after that.
Yeah, I was
The facts were scary.
I was getting dogged the other day. I pulled up my screen time.
My screen time's embarrassing.
I know some people keep it as one of the widgets. I definitely don't because I don't.
No, I took that off immediately. It like defaulted to it, and I was like, how do I not feel like a piece of shit right now? And that's just how I had to do it. I'm gonna pull up mine.
Let's see. My daily average is 8 hours and 12 minutes.
Oh, thank God, it's been off.
So that's not that bad. That's actually pretty bad, probably. But in comparison to what you said, it's not as bad.
I think my record's 20 hours, I think, at one point. And I don't know how I did that.
The thing is, I am on my phone a lot more right now. Actually.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm doing videos and stuff, like, I don't know. That's a complete lie. But Spotify, if I'm on Spotify, like, I have 46 minutes of Spotify, but I'm not looking at my phone. I don't think that... But
browse the menus while you're listening to music?
There's no way I was browsing the Spotify menus for 46 minutes today. Like, that's got to be... Is that background? How's that work?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you hit, like, a podcast.
We were making some playlists, too, so I was scrolling through Spotify, but I don't think it was 46 minutes. That's a long time to be scrolling through Spotify menus. But, like, YouTube. I'll throw a YouTube video on my phone when I get home. 39 minutes today. It's like, I was just watching a YouTube video. I know I was on my phone, but like, if I was, I could do the same thing on my TV and it wouldn't be recorded in this app. Anyways, I don't know. Interesting.
I hate it, man. It's funny though. I know you can turn it off, but I only keep it on just to fucking, I'm a glutton for the punishment it gives me.
You watch, we are a pretty political podcast. Do you want to talk about the election a bit? Who is your election? We're gonna call it election week because I think feel like it went on for a week. Who's your election MVP? And we're not talking about who was running or anything. Just like somebody who you saw in the news or somebody who like in the media that you saw during election time, and you're like, that guy's the MVP. Need some thinking time because I got a couple obvious ones on lock. Like there's some like you could go like John King, like that gray haired man who was working the touchscreen the whole time. He was the MVP.
That guy's swiping, man. That guy's fingers are ripped.
Imagine that guy had like any.
I wonder what his Tinder looks like.
I was just thinking that's what I was gonna say. Like, just swiping through.
He'd kill it. Funny I'm gonna pick my. Oh wait, no, you
fun,
go. You
fun
go.
Fact about John King. Apparently he was like has a kid and was ex-husband of somebody who was on the CNN panel, which is like quite an interesting dynamic when you're literally spending pretty much 5 to 7 straight days. I don't know like what the relationship was now or when they broke up or anything, but I thought that was interesting, like tea that no one probably knew. It was that blonde girl with like kind of like the shoulder high hair, kind of like a, I think you call it a bob, but yeah. Anyways, I thought that was kind of a fun fact for people who didn't know that. Obviously, don't know what her name was. Not a name guy, but...
Not a name guy. I'm a hair guy.
Who comes to mind for you?
I'm going to say Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah. Just from Borat? Yeah.
No, just because he did all the Four Seasons thing.
Yeah, I don't know how that's real. Is that real?
Yeah.
It seems like it was some sort of like kind of joke. blue collar play. Like they're going to go to this blue collar manufacturing thing.
I don't know, because apparently Trump said the Four Seasons Hotel.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
Because media like camped out at that hotel afterwards, because they're like, all right, I guess we're going to be here. And then they get like a tip that it's not anymore. It's at some landscaping company.
And why
the fact that he did that amidst of the Borat thing is just...
Could they not just get like a massive, massive green screen type thing? Like 100 meters and just cover the whole back, and then just you could get like make it look like a hotel. I don't know. I know there's like media there or something, but just make it look a bit nicer. Just like a background. All they did was like put up like 20 poster Trump Pence posters in the background. The fact
that you defended voter fraud in a parking lot.
Yeah, that was
they defended voter fraud in a parking lot of a fucking landscaping company.
That was quite the scene.
Why didn't they just move it? Why didn't they just say, let's now go to the Four Seasons?
Literally every hotel.
It's scary watching the shit, man.
It was.
But I'm glad we're not in America.
It would be pretty, I don't know, imagine working like a reporter job.
That would be fun.
How much are they sleeping? Like, do you think they get more than 3 hours of sleep?
They all look like Nightcrawler in that Jake Gyllenhaal movie.
I know they all have, like, they sub in and they get, like, the B-tier crew that comes in. But still, I don't know how you get up and then you constantly talk. They just talk all the time. Like, that John King guy, he just talks. I know he kind of just talks to himself sometimes and he just, like, mixes in be patient and count the votes every other word. But still, he's constantly talking, which just amazes me.
Like, he's always touching,
I like to talk, but I don't know how you could talk for literally the whole time after getting 2 hours of sleep.
He's like a superhuman weatherman.
Actually.
Like, he just does that. He should just be a weatherman for this. Just chill out. Take a normal.
Yeah, just mail it worry in
about,
for the rest of
worry
his
about the POP. Like, Jesus, man. Just worry about that. And now he's got to count, like, the lower counties of Vermont for votes now. Like, what a nightmare.
I know. Imagine doing that for a week and then everything's done and over with and you're just like, oh shit, now what do I do? Like, they probably prep, obviously they prep 4 years for that and then it just happens. I know obviously there's going to be a lot of media coverage now with like a new president and everything, but that's just like a crazy weekend. I guess it's like studying for midterms and everything, and then you're after and you're still in that mood of like, fuck, I should be studying, even though you're completely
this is their
done.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. You like the SNL coverage after all the main events ended?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. There was some good I don't really like the Biden impression.
You're not a Steve Carell fan?
No, it's Jim Carrey.
Sorry, but... Jim Carrey. Wow. I'll crop that.
No, I'm a fan of some of it, but like I think that you just can't replace the Trump. The Trump one's just so
insane. He'll be back though, don't you think? Like, everyone's like, oh,
he'll be
Jim
he'll finish Alec the term Baldwin's I think show. He'll finish out the term I think, but I think once Trump's out, I think he'll be out.
I feel like he'll definitely come, like it's such a
he'll
a
be back every now
character.
And then, like,
yeah,
no, he'll be, I think, I don't think they'll give it as much airtime though.
Yeah, because I feel like as well, this is what they talked about a lot too, is they just want to get Trump off the media too, so bring him back
and
all these.
Like, they don't though.
Okay, the comedians definitely don't, because it's just total clickbait and everything, but
it's so, they wouldn't have anything to write about.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. Oh, there'll be stuff to write. There'll always be stuff to write about.
Mm-hmm. They love it. Dave was great though. That was a good monologue.
Yeah. A lot better than the week before.
I didn't mind the Mulaney one, man.
I didn't like any of the skits. I hated the skits.
I didn't like the skits.
I almost stopped watching them. They were unbearable.
The skits were boring.
I mean, I don't know.
There's nothing memorable.
The Chappelle skit. Like, how much say does Chappelle have in the skits that he's making? And how much
I would say, I don't think anyone would tell him. hey, don't do that at this point.
But he's making all of the skits? Or is it
no,
like
no,
Lorne
the
writers Michaels has like 90% and all the writers have 90% of the say?
No, the writers write them and then during the week they just say like these are the skits you're going to be in. They don't have like – Dave can't be like, no, it's rewrite the entire skit. Mm-hmm. He could probably make additions to like what he does. But for the most part, they just make the – they write it. And then, of course, Lorne gets like the approval, the sign of approval. I don't know how much he turns down and all this. And then he also picks what makes it there.
So
they do a whole bunch. There's probably like 2 hours of an SNL episode, realistically. But they put it all out in an hour. They just cut for TV.
So do you think that Dave would be in some skits? Like they'd record some skits that didn't even make it to TV? Or are you saying like
no,
the writers present the skits before the show? And then they have everything ready for.
It's a bit of both. Like, so Dave will be in. Dave might have been in skits that get cut for time. They've cut ones with Larry David before. They've cut a lot of certain ones. There's a whole bunch on YouTube. I think they have a whole like playlist on YouTube. It's called like Cut for TV, and you can watch them all there.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that happens every episode, but I know for a good amount, there's a lot of stuff that gets cut. I think the only thing that's really up to the guest is the monologue. They have a choice of writing that themselves or in Adele's case like getting it written for her and then
add
something.
That's true. Give your
own skit was so like if that was not her who wrote that, but like you could tell with Bill Burr and Chris Rock and Dave, like you can tell they wrote that.
Do you know who's next week? Like I feel like had a couple big comedians back to back.
Yeah, I don't know, it's got to be someone big. I don't know how you top Dave. It won't top him, I don't think. But it's got to be big. This is like their real post-election show because it was kind of abrupt.
Yeah.
This past Saturday.
That is true. Just like the weekend update too is just jam-packed with things to talk about now, right? Like,
yeah.
It's a perfect time to be doing that rather than like a random July Saturday or something like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I love the weekend update too. Those guys are great.
Yeah, I wonder, we'll see if Colin leaves, but I just love, there's nothing funnier than watching somebody laugh on TV.
Yeah, when like they break
Adele,
character,
Adele did it, even Dave was giggling a couple times.
Well, Dave broke in the first one with the Allstate guy. That one's that's funny.
That was pretty so that's it makes one. Me sound stupid, but did he have some, is that his actual voice or did he have some sort of,
like, I think he had
like
something.
What, so did they edit that on TV or
Yeah.
Or is it like a mic, is his microphone has something?
It might be
or
a microphone that's just rigged or something, yeah.
Yeah, because like.
But yeah, I know. It catches you off guard.
I was like, what's going on here? But the thing is, I know that one is off, but some people are so good at impressions that they could almost do it. It's crazy. Like, I feel like somebody could do the Allstate guy and sound like that without any sort of.
You need some real baritone, but yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't even know. I don't even know how you do an Allstate guy impression.
I know. Until I saw so that, weird. I was like.
I've never thought of someone doing an Allstate guy impression before.
Yeah, Adele broke down too, like I was saying. She was like, she couldn't stop laughing. I was like, it got to the point where it's like, she's laughing too much, but it's still funny.
I don't know how all of them do it, and that's got to be so, like, to get all that out without breaking. Like, I don't think I've ever seen Keenan break. That guy is just insane.
Yeah, I couldn't.
But like, I think I've seen everyone else break, and it's just like, oh man, it's got to be. It takes the talent not to.
I can't even get through like a McDonald's drive-through with other people in the car without laughing. It's like I couldn't do an SNL skit. There's not a chance.
It's sketch comedy.
Yeah, some people can't get at it. Either, but. She was funny when she did the when she was on the Weekend Update. It's like,
Rudy.
Holy shit, it doesn't even look like her. It was pretty funny. She was break. She wasn't break. Like the Weekend Update, I feel like is different because they're a lot. Like they laugh a lot. It's not like you have to hold character or something. Like it's kind of meant to be like that. But I was like, I don't know how. Like when she was like rubbing her barrel and stuff like that, I was like, I don't know how you're not laughing that this chick's up here doing this.
Just so insane. Like I don't know, man. It's funny though. I I'm glad that SNL's back. It seems like they've been pretty consistent now. Mine is the Mulaney episode.
Yeah, I watched. I didn't watch it live. I watched it the next day. Yeah. I didn't see the Foo Fighters. For some reason, it wasn't on the stream that I watched. Yep. But I would assume they would have been good, or you didn't see them either.
No, I'm now, I can't, I mean, I can watch it on NBC, but I never do it because it's just, I'm not either awake or I'm not at home during like a Saturday night. But now it's just like, I get it through Amazon Prime because I've got that global pack that comes with it. And it cuts the, like, I cut all of the music stuff out.
Yeah,
from all the other episodes too. It's weird.
Same here. I was watching on, I don't even remember, one of the phone provider apps. I don't even remember which one I was using, but I was just waiting for, I was like, usually they do one song and then do another song later, right? But I was like, maybe they're just like backloading it. And then I looked at the thing and it was like 3 minutes left. I'm like, there's no way there the Foo's coming on. And not like I'm a massive Foo Fighters fan, but I'm sure they played probably a classic song that would have been pretty good.
No, it was good. I watched it late. I saw it later on YouTube and it was good.
I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. It's not like it's not like a plot where you have to watch the music at the beginning or the end or anything. You can watch it after, but still, it's just cool flow. I think it started late or something like that, though.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it live. I'm curious if they're like pulling shit together because everything was so.
I think so. I think something went to overtime.
Yeah, yeah. I think like a football game ran late or something. They said
some fucking college football game went.
Oh like, yeah,
double overtime or something.
Wasn't it that? Yeah, that's funny because I think it was the Clemson-Michigan game, which was like some crazy barn burner. I don't follow college football. I have no idea if that's a big game or anything, but I do know that was all over Twitter. That's the only reason I know.
Yeah. I remember because it went on fucking 8 overtimes.
Because that's... now I don't even know if it's that game, so I don't want to go off on a tangent about it, but... If it was that game, that's Trevor Lawrence, right? He's going to be the first overall pick. Which kind of sick.
Yeah, I think he got sick though, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so. He's COVID, right? Yeah, we'll see if he goes to the Jets. Somehow lost to the Patriots. Saved us in Survivor football, but pretty stinker of a Monday night football game that we saw. Anything else happening? What about music? Anything drop lately that you liked?
Jeez, nothing really dropped. I don't know.
Well,
I'm not as much on music right now.
We're trying to go through our best songs of 2020, right? And put some together, and we're talking about that.
Yeah.
And honestly, I can't find that many. I feel like it wasn't a music year. I feel like I just listened to music. I don't know. There's not that many memorable things for me, even though I had more time to listen to music. I feel like a lot of it was... I don't know. I was going back to best albums of 2020. Like, I couldn't, for me, there wasn't a ton that I loved. Like, I could fill out, like, a 10-list playlist with favorite songs. But I don't know. I none of my favorite artists dropped an album. Like, there was a lot in 2019, I think. That's maybe why. Like, I'm just thinking about, like, a lot of the, like, mainstream people. Like, Post Malone dropped an album in 2019. Who else? Yeah. A bunch of people. I mean, Drake dropped something in 2020, which is always nice for me, but, like, it wasn't a real album, so
it's a bit different. I found it tough to find 10, but looking back, there was pretty good stuff that I liked.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I was listening to a lot of old stuff. Like, for example, when I was listening to a lot of music, I'd be on the golf course with, like, my dad and my neighbors and stuff, so we'd listen to, like, a lot of old rock, which I usually wouldn't listen to, but... Just because that's what the audience was there, and I actually like learned to enjoy it a lot more. But
I'm on like a weird 80s rock binge right now as well.
Yeah, that's no wrong, eh?
Just weird. I love it, man. That's but just like, such like a weird genre of.
Who are you? What are a couple songs or people that would be in your 80s rock playlist?
I don't know. I don't really know if they're 80s. I just kind of classify it as. But Heartbeat by Don Johnson's great. Maneater, okay. Daryl Hall, and John Oates.
Is that like that classic song that I would know that was like made famous?
Oh, you'll know it. Yeah, you'll know it. Cruel Summer, Bananarama, Fire. Modern Love, David Bowie, banger.
I listen to like a lot of like...
All these bangers.
Rock, like a little Purple Haze on the golf course after a couple beers. Little Blue Aronia.
Jimmy Sullivan. Jimmy Sullivan.
Little Babbo O'Reilly. Little Paranoid by Sabbath. Got, I like the Smiths and On the Golf Course after a couple beverages. Maybe even, I watched, did you see that Bon Jovi pizza review with Portnoy?
Oh.
You watch any of those?
He did one.
Yeah. So
John Bon?
You can't make this up. Like, Dave
Steel
goes
Cowboy?
And he's going to meet Bon Jovi for this pizza review. So this random tall guy comes and he's like watching. And so they're like, hey, how's it going? Because people, like, when they see Dave, they just kind of surround him. And yeah, it's this massive tall guy. And then Frankie Borelli's the guy who records the videos. He's like, holy shit, you look like Greg the Egg from Succession, like the guy named Greg. But he's like, yeah, it's because I am. I'm Greg. And he like kind of pulls down his mask. And it's like clearly the guy from Succession. So then as and that's like Dave Portnoy's favorite show. He says it's like the best TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
And so as that happens, Bon Jovi's pulling up. So Bon Jovi comes up and they're like, Portnoy doesn't know what to say. He's like, hey, do you mind if like Greg the Egg joins? So they had this like epic 3-person pizza review with Bon Jovi, probably their biggest pizza review ever, plus Greg the Egg, who they literally just found on the street because he's like a Barstool fan and he likes the pizza reviews. It was actually pretty, like,
that's
you
funny.
Can't make that stuff up. It was pretty cool to watch that. And like,
John Bon.
Portnoy's like, you're literally like the most awkward kid ever. Like, do you watch Succession? You didn't, did you?
No, I have never seen it.
Oh, you gotta watch it. And he's like this awkward character. And he's like that in real life too, which is really funny to see because I feel like you don't often see characters act like they do in their shows. But he, well, other than like, I'm trying to think, like McConaughey probably acts exactly like he does in his movies. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so that was a good pizza review.
That's funny. Oh, McConaughey only plays one character and it's himself.
Yeah.
That's a good example.
I know. I bought his book, but I keep buying these books that I really want to read.
And how's that? I hear I've heard some funny things about that book.
Well, it's funny because, like I said, I hate reading and I don't have an attention span. But Maria was over at my place the other day and I'm like, hey, you want to like,
I gotta look literate.
No, I was like, you want to read this
book? I bought
a book. So she read it for her. She was reading it for me because I was like,
she's reading it to me.
It's like reading an audiobook, but like you can do it together. It was interesting. I was like, what do you call it? Like it's not the monologue, but whatever you start the book with. And it's just like, it looks like how he talks. Like these run-on sentences. He uses like 100 different adjectives. And he uses all these, like, I'm not far into it. I literally, like I said, after that, I hardly looked at the book, but I'm really interested. Like, I've seen all, the only thing is, I feel like he's had so many interviews. He's been on everything, like Hot Ones. Yeah. He's been on all the late night shows, blah, blah, blah. So I feel like I've seen all the good stories. Like, he does the drugs with the tiger, tells these stories about, like, his dad, his brother. Like, I feel like I've seen them all, but I still want to read the book to get them. On them. It would be a pretty cool audiobook to listen to him speaking, though.
Oh, if he did it, yeah, that'd be cool.
He's like up there with like Morgan Freeman. Who's that guy from Planet Earth? Attenborough or whatever.
The Allstate guy?
No. I'm just digging into this Viva La Stout chocolate raspberry stout, and it is dark, as you can see on the, I know everyone can't see it, but that is almost black.
I thought that was a black coffee in a glass cup.
Delicious. Poor rest in peace to Alex Trebek. I feel like we're on the topic of TV. He's got reading this tweet where he's like, he's probably like one of the most iconic. It goes like Letterman, a couple other guys, and then
him. For sure.
Maybe Regis.
Oh, he's just Filman. He's just the best at his craft.
Yeah.
He's the greatest of all time.
Yeah. I'm curious. Like now, what do they do?
Oh, they gotta cancel it. No one can. You can't. No one's passing the mantle. You can't. But
they can't cancel standard. Jeopardy.
Hey, man, cancel Jeopardy. I'm down, they cancel.
Like, what's the move? Do they get in like a celebrity, or do they get some random no name?
I don't want to see anyone else.
Do they build him up?
It'll like probably be like that Ken Jennings guy, though, right?
Yeah, they could do that, but I don't know if he has like the person. Ken Jennings does seem like he kind of has the personality for it too, I guess. But I don't know. They should have had Trebek kind of crafting this young prodigy, and then he comes in and steps in for him or something like that. Made a story out of it, but now it almost feels weird that somebody that'd be such a tough position. Not only because he was like the GOAT, but now you don't want to like step over and like take over his position. I feel like everyone just hates you automatically because you're not Trebek.
Should get Ellen to do it.
I don't know about that.
What, like she's, what would Twitter look like?
If yeah, it wouldn't be good.
Who's more hated? I should get Logan Paul to do it.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Should get Joe Rogan to do it.
He'd have all the good insights. Joe Rogan
would be the only one that I could see doing it now.
He probably knows a ton, though. Like, he just
all that's why it would be like really weird.
Yeah.
DMT would be a category. It's just who he's done DMT with.
Do they have a lot of celebrity Jeopardies ever? Or is the show too hard to have celebrity Jeopardy?
I think it used to be an old thing. I think it is too hard.
I would love...
I think they used to do it.
I feel like they would have boring celebrities on because they would need like extremely smart people, but I don't know.
I feel like Alfonso Ribeiro has been on it, if it's real. I feel like if you looked up celebrity Alfonso Ribeiro, it'll be there.
I don't know. I'm not looking into this too much. There's too many Saturday Night Live skits of Celebrity Jeopardy that I can't find any of the real ones.
Oh, that might be what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot. I think Will Ferrell was on quite a bit.
He played Trebek.
Rest in peace. Did he? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and there was always a guy named Sean Connery on the show, and he would just be like the rudest guy to him.
Turd Ferguson.
Sure.
Oh, Jimmy was on there too. I'm just looking at all these old photos. It's kind of funny. Anything going on in the world of sports? We only have football left, and I feel like although I have been watching a lot of football, I don't have intense knowledge of the sport, so I don't like talking about it that much. Like, if it's hockey, I feel like I know somewhat what I'm talking about. But for football, I've really only been following for 2 years. So it's like, we go and make all these picks and like, yeah, they're somewhat educated. But really, I couldn't get in like a public forum and talk about them, that's for sure.
Yeah, I just learned what the touchdown was.
Yeah.
So I'm not too into it.
You're just learning.
Oh, I'm just the guy who always has to ask what's going on with football events.
Yeah. Oh.
What does that mean?
I'm excited for the Super Bowl, though. I hope we do something for that. Just because I've been following it this year, I feel like it's such like an epic sports event. Like the Stanley Cup Finals, I feel like everyone's team's always out by then anyways, and only half the NHL fans are watching it, if that. But for the Super Bowl, it's like all football fans are watching the Super Bowl, which I feel like other than like the World Cup, is there any sport that's like that?
Yeah,
like even NBA Finals. So. I'm a massive NBA fan. World Series. I like baseball, but I drop off before the final games. And I know a lot of people, like the diehard fans, do watch. But I'm always watching the Super Bowl. I don't know. Maybe that's because of the like allure of all the commercials and the halftime show and everything. It's just a whole production. But I feel like that's something that the sport just has totally cornered.
Oh, yeah, because they always get, like, some big name. No other sport has, like, a big name celebrity that makes a performance in the middle of it. But during the seventh inning stretch, you won't see Madonna hit the field and, like, run the bases.
Do you want to make some future bets on who we think is going to be the halftime show this year? Do you think – well, I know it's crazy because of COVID, but they're definitely going to have a halftime show still.
Yeah, no, they will.
You want to sit on that for next week? We'll think of it.
I can sit on that. I'm going to have to think.
Anyone's that pop into mind right away?
No one more Caucasian than Maroon 5.
Like, do you think it'll – I guess they can either go young or old.
I think it's going to be someone a bit younger, and I think it'll be, like, a demographic that's not for white people. Like, I think they're going to go progressive with this one.
And I hope that would be good.
I'm sick of Maroon 5.
Well, they had – well, I had J-Lo and
– yeah, they had the J-Lo one.
So that was good last year. And that, I would say that's an older demographic, I would say.
I think it's a bit of
I still enjoyed it. That was a crazy performance, but –
oh, yeah, it was really good. And then they had, like, J-Balvin, I think.
Yeah.
It was a cool show. I think they'll go with something. I don't know. It's a tough one.
So this is what we had the last – do you want to hear the last few? I mean, you could probably just list them off, too. You probably remember them. But for those who don't know, we had – last year we had J-Lo and Shakira. Year before, 2019, we had Maroon 5 and Travis Scott. Then we had – and also
Big Boy. That was just Maroon 5, though.
Then we had 2018 was JT. Then we had 2017 was Lady Gaga. 2016 Coldplay. So there's, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out who fits in with like the Katy Perry's, the Lady Gaga's, all of them. Like, yeah. Would Bieber ever do something like that?
Right, Coldplay.
Coldplay was in 2016.
It, but I don't, I'm surprised he hasn't yet. Yeah, I know Coldplay did it, but
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I can, like, see him doing it.
Bruno Mars is a good
name. I think there would be a bit of an outrage.
What about Pitbull? I'm surprised Pitbull hasn't done it. I feel like Pitbull is like somebody would do a halftime show.
I think he missed his peak. I think they didn't before. Yeah. They didn't ask him in 2005. I don't think they're going to ask him in 2020, though. I guess J-Lo just got it, though.
What about like a... Billie Eilish doesn't work because people can't sing along to her songs. I think Shawn Mendes is too young. I'm trying to think of people who are like that.
Too Canadian.
Yeah, too Canadian. What about like a...
I don't know, man. I can see like Harry Styles doing it.
Yes, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I think that'd be pretty good. I think people would like that.
What about a Mariah Carey?
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised she hasn't.
Maybe she has.
Or Ariana Grande.
Yes, that would be another one. But I feel like she's too screechy and too young for something.
They had Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's true. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. Fuck, that's a tough one.
There's definitely future bets out on. What about Taylor Swift?
Oh, she's definitely... She's not done it yet either.
Nope.
She's got the country.
Not that I've seen.
She's got the... that's a good pick for it.
She has a new album recently, too, so she can put one of her new songs in there.
She's got old hits.
There's got to be, like...
It's usually someone that has, like... Yeah, that can touch multiple demographics.
All right, let's see... Are there,
like, prop bets for it? Like,
yeah, there are. What do you know? Off cup, I swear I didn't look at it. Odds favorite is Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift?
Adele.
I can't believe I thought she did. Adele.
Rihanna, Ariana Grande, Drake, Jay-Z, Ed Sheeran.
So Jay-Z's not doing it.
These guys are just listing off the most popular. They got Bon Jovi on there. Imagine Dragons is a plus
3,300. Ew. Oh, God.
Elton John, that'd be a good performance. That's a show. But I don't think that's going to happen.
That's a show.
Yeah, this is just random.
I would watch sports betting. I think you would like that.
Nothing legit, but...
That's funny.
That's a cool future bet, actually.
If you get that right, that's pretty insane. Unless you... Yeah.
I mean...
I could see... I think Taylor Swift is such a safe bet.
It's in Tampa Bay.
I can't believe that hasn't been there yet.
It's in Tampa Bay. Ooh. So does that usually affect it?
No.
I feel like... But usually what about when Travis and Big Boy were on? Where was that?
Well, Travis is not Atlanta. Big Boy is. I think they just grabbed Big Boy because they're just like, oh, we need an Atlanta guy.
Okay.
He wasn't even like the headliner, though. It was more. It was just Maroon 5, pretty much. And those two came out for like a couple minutes.
Interesting.
Usually the place doesn't impact it.
It's funny. I keep seeing all these same names are floating around. It says Drake. He's more of a basketball guy. but he has a set list and Rolodex to put a show together filled with huge hits. It is true, though, like, he would put on, like, an unbelievable, like, you can't think of a, it'd be hard to think of a better performer who would go out for, like, three songs and people would go crazy about it. What about the Chili's?
Like that entire, like, entire list, I think everyone would know.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, now I'm interested. I want to know. I know it's far away, but I'm curious. Like, when do they announce it? Months before? A month before? Weeks before?
Not for a while. Maybe you might hear it in, like, December, maybe.
Yeah. We're going to have a good...
I don't think anything's...
We're going to have to plan something cool for the Super Bowl, for the pick'ems. Like, we could have 20 pick'ems for just the Super Bowl itself. We'll have to an individual season for the Super Bowl. Anything else that's been on your mind lately?
Just these poems that I've written.
Yeah. You publishing them?
Yeah. I wonder how good I could write a poem. I don't know any like structures or anything. Like I would be
like
writing
a haiku. Like a five.
Yeah, like what is that? Like a 2x5?
2x4.
Stanza? 2x4? I don't know. not to write like a serious poetry, just submit it to like Poetry Digest and just see what they say.
I think you could get one in there.
Probably wouldn't read it. They probably we are too busy.
Next. At
Poetry Digest.
So?
Yeah, haiku 2x5, I think.
2x5x2x5? I don't know.
It's something like that. There's a rule stanza.
So, I guess, anything else major you want to talk about? I know we went on for a while. We talked about pretty much anything under the sun this podcast.
No, I'm good.
All right. Maybe we'll end it there. A nice quick but plentiful podcast. Thank you to everyone for listening. Go check out our Masters Pick'em with Masters weekend coming. I guess it's going to be starting in 2 days, but we've got our picks live, and let us know what you think about those. Thanks to everyone for listening. Take it easy. Peace.